In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome. Glad to have you here. John 15 is our passage, and it is a joy to begin to understand how God loves to work in the lives of His children. First of all, to remove sin, that's called discipline. Then to prune various things in our lives that God says are just busy work. They are taking up time, they're wasting time. And that's where He changes our priorities. And lastly, to abide in Christ. And that's where He changes our identities. So John 15:4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Now in chapter 14, the previous chapter, he says in verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Make our abode with him. So, if God's word is in me, I'm meditating on it, I'm obeying it to the best of my ability, I'm following his directives, I begin to understand the joy of, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You'll recognize that old hymn, In the Garden. And the whole theme of that song is walking and talking with the Lord. Centering our thoughts on Christ. You know, so many times we just talk too much and those around us have no opportunity to even enter the conversation because we don't hardly take a breath. The same thing is true with God. Letting Him speak. And even after we've read His Word, we need to just kind of journal. What did God say to me this morning? What did God mean? So what? What needs to change? What am I going to change? When am I going to change? See, journaling brings me to the point of transferring from my head to my heart. Understanding what God's pleasure is, what His glory means, and therefore what His work is all about. If I focus my attention not on abiding, but on His pleasure, His thoughts, His glory, His work, I'll find that I am abiding because I'm wanting to please Him. It's kind of like newlyweds. And when the bride gets ready to fix supper, she may say to her husband, what would you like? What would taste good tonight? And strive to do her best. If she doesn't know how to cook that, say, honey, can we hold off a day? The next day she's on the internet and she's checking cookbooks because she wants to please her husband. She wants to fix food that he enjoys, and she may have no clue how to do it. Just this past Thanksgiving, we were visiting with one of our sons and his family, and my daughter-in-law said, Granddaddy, what kind of pie do you like? What's your favorite pie? And I just smiled and I said, oh, no question about it, it's marshmallow pie. And the whole family looked at me like, what is marshmallow pie? You just stick a bunch of marshmallows into a crust. And so we laughed and my wife kind of described what all was involved. I haven't had marshmallow pie for years. Now, back when I was a kid, My mother used to make a marshmallow pie for the family and a marshmallow pie for me on my birthday. But, I mean, favorite pie. So my daughter-in-law went on the Internet. I had no clue you could get a recipe for marshmallow pie on the Internet. But sure enough, she found a recipe and made me a marshmallow pie. Oh, my soul. Awesome. Now, why did she do that? Because she wanted to please me. Because she wanted to know, what would you love most? Now, that's a simple illustration. Lord, what would please you? What would thrill your heart? That's reaching the point that we say, whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'm willing to do. Take my houses, take my lands, take my dreams, and all my plans. That's what we're talking about. And he says, except you abide. But notice verse 6. He says, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Withered branches. You ever wonder what causes withered branches? Well, first of all, I think that thinking that the Christian calling was just to be safe from hell, and you forget all about holy obedience and loving service, like verse 16 talks about, just forgetting all about that. That causes your branches to wither. We saw in Matthew 13, verses 20 to 22, that the prosperity can choke the word. Success. And so we focus our attention so much on that. And sometimes a person's religious faith that was based so much on the wisdom of men and not on the power of God, there's no fruit. James describes that as having no saving faith in the book of James. No saving faith. Now, Psalm chapter 1 and verse 3 gives us an understanding of what it means to abide in Christ. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, what's going to cause that? Well, verse 2 says, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, that's God's word, does he meditate day and night. See, God's word has to be our manual. It's got to be our foundation. It's got to be the how do I live the Christian life book. It's not, well, I just assume this. No. Don't operate on assumptions. They're usually wrong. Go to God's word. And when your delight becomes God's word, whatever God says, then it says you'll be like a tree that is planted. Now, the word planted there in the Hebrew means planted on purpose. It doesn't just accidentally get planted by the river where you can be watered all the time. But it's planted on purpose. And then it says that tree will bring forth fruit in his season. Now, it's interesting there. In his season, there are some seasons of a tree that are not fruit-bearing seasons. They're strengthening seasons, they're growing seasons, but they're not fruit-bearing seasons. And so for us, many times we may get frustrated because not much seems to be happening. Well, you may not be in a fruit-bearing season at that time, but just keep growing, keep becoming stronger, stay by the river, so to speak, and you'll see what God has in mind. And then Psalm 92, verses 12 to 14, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Notice that planting and flourishing. planting and flourishing. That means planted on purpose in the house of our God. You'll never grow in Christ if you stop going to church, if you stop worshiping together, if you stop serving in God's house. It's planted in the house of the Lord. Then verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Well, that's where I am, friends, old age. And I love the last part of that verse. They shall be fat and flourishing. Don't you love that verse? It doesn't talk about a diet. Talking about being fat in old age. Now, we all know that it's not talking about our body being fat, but it's talking about our spirit, our soul, that is so fat with the righteousness that is developed in our lives down through the years, that we will be flourishing. I love that verse. The righteous, verse 12, shall flourish. And verse 14, they shall be fat and flourishing. I guess my question is, are you flourishing or just existing? Flourishing or just existing? Jeremiah 17 and verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. Now, heat will come, but that tree will be oblivious to the heat coming. But her leaves shall be green and shall not be worried in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. There it is again. Fruit. So the evidences of abiding in my life would be fruit. But secondly, there would be evidence of pruning, that God has cut away maybe some people that were distracting me from glorifying God, or maybe from activities that were taking up too much time, maybe too many sports, maybe too many video games, maybe too much of this or too much of that, pruning. So fruit and pruning, and then prayers being answered. Prayers being answered. You see, if I'm abiding in Christ, it says back in John chapter 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Ask what you will. And then the fourth evidence of abiding is a growing love for Christ and for other believers. John 15, 9, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue you in my love, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so we see then fruit, pruning, prayers answered, and growing love for God. And I love that promise. Ask what you will, and I'll do it. See, when I work, but when I pray, God works. And I trust that these truths will help you day by day to be abiding in Christ. May the Lord bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.